Leviticus, chapter 20. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Moreover, you will say to the sons of Israel, any man of the sons of Israel, or of the strangers who sojourn in Israel, that gives of his seed to Molech, he will surely be put to death, the people of the land will stone him with stones. I also will set my face against that man, and will cut him off from among his people, because he has given of his seed to Molech, to defile my sanctuary, and to profane my holy name. And if the people of the land do at all hide their eyes from that man, when he gives of his seed to Molech, and do not put him to death, then I will set my face against that man, and against his family, and will cut him off, and all those prostituting after him, to prostitute with Molech, from among their people. And the soul who turns to the spiritists or the wizards, to prostitute after them, I will even set my face against that soul, and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves therefore, and be holy, for I am Yahweh your God. And you will keep my statutes, and do them, I am Yahweh who sanctifies you. For any man who curses his father or his mother will surely be put to death, he has cursed his father or his mother, his blood will be on him. And the man who commits adultery with another man's wife who commits adultery with his fellow man's wife the adulterer and the adulteress will surely be put to death. And the man who has any sex with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness, both of them will surely be put to death, their blood will be on them. And if a man has any sex with his daughter-in-law, both of them will surely be put to death, they did something perverted, their blood will be on them. And if a man has any sex with a man, both of them have done something disgusting, they will surely be put to death, their blood will be on them. And if a man has any sex with his wife and her mother, it is wickedness, they will be burned with fire, both he and they, that there will be no wickedness among you. And if a man has any sex with an animal, he will surely be put to death, and you will slay the beast. And if a woman has any sex with an animal, you will kill the woman, and the animal, they will surely be put to death, their blood will be on them. And if a man will have any sex with his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, it is a shameful thing, and they will be cut off in the sight of the sons of their people, he has uncovered his sister's nakedness, he will bear his iniquity. And if a man will have sex with a menstruating woman, he has made naked her fountain, and she has uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them will be cut off from among their people. And you will not have any sex with your mother's sister, nor of your father's sister, for he has made naked his near kin, they will bear their iniquity. And if a man will have any sex with his uncle's wife, he has uncovered his uncle's nakedness, they will bear their sin, they will die childless. And if a man will have any sex with his brother's wife, it is impurity, he has uncovered his brother's nakedness, they will be childless. You will therefore keep all my statutes, and all my ordinances, and do them, that the land, where I am bringing you to dwell in it, does not vomit you out. And you will not walk in the customs of the nation, which I am casting out before you, for they did all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. But I have said to you, you will inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess it, a land flowing with milk and honey, I am Yahweh your God, who has separated you from the peoples. You will therefore make a distinction between the clean beast and the unclean, and between the unclean fowl and the clean, and you will not make your souls detestable by beast, or by bird, or by anything with which the ground teems, which I have separated from you as unclean. And you will be holy to me, for I, Yahweh, am holy, and have set you apart from the peoples, that you should be mine. And a man or a woman among them, who is a spiritist or a wizard, will surely be put to death, they will stone them with stones, their blood will be on them.